How does Jesus' incarnation provide us with a response to religious relativism? Find out in an article that I've written for the Latest Issues Etc. Journal. It's titled God in a Box, and we'll send it to you for free. Just send an email to journal@issuesetc.org. You can also read about Pastor Michael Shurman's journey from moralistic therapeutic deism to the rock-solid theology of the Reformation. The online Issues Etc. Journal, journal@issuesetc.org. We've come to the end of the first hour here on this Friday, and that means it's time to name our picks for Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you have a blog and you'd like us to read it and consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week, send us an email with the address, issuesetc.org, and if you can, put the Issues Etc. widget on the sidebar of your blog. You can find that at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. We'll start reading your blog and considering it each week for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
No, if you can put the blog. They can't be a part of the contest if they don't have the widget.
Yeah, but some people can't. There are still some people who cannot put the widget.
You taught them how to do that.
I taught WordPress people how to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's the only people that couldn't do it.
You think so?
Please, yeah. That was the whole point of doing it. This is a new blog, Walking Through Wittenberg. He said, today's anniversary of the death of Martin Luther, doctor and confessor. Today also is the day that I begin a blog entitled Walking Through Wittenberg. For some days now, I have been mulling over the idea of chronicling my journey into the doctrines of Lutheranism. While driving through the snowy countryside of my native Wyoming county in New York State this morning, I was listening to a segment of Issues Etc. podcast, which is titled Blog of the Week. The host, Pastor Todd Wilkin, made mention of his website's widget for web pages and blogs. Click on the widget on this page to go there. I highly recommend it. Every Friday in the show, Todd and his colleague, Jeff, that would be me, announce their picks for the best blog posts. They also post a link to the winning blogs from the Issues Etc. website. That said, let me clearly state that I am not out to win a contest. I have an even more nefarious motive. Todd's mention of his program's widget has helped me to consider the heightened likelihood of at least someone giving this blog a reading, perhaps Todd or Jeff. Perhaps, too, they will have mercy upon me and be willing to provide some much-needed guidance in my lengthening journey. No pressure, fellas. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, Walking Through Wittenberg.
All right. Very good. Was that a new one, Jeff? That was a new one that came
in? Brand new,
in?
Yes.
All right. Mine is actually an old one, and this comes from Pastor Chris Eskett. He has a blog that many read called Eschatology, Waiting for the Parousia. It's consistently good, and especially coming off of Ash Wednesday, he had a post, and this was recommended by a listener to the program, and thanks very much for the recommendation. The post is called Look, My Sins Are Gone, and he writes in part, I certainly don't practice the imposition of ashes on Ash Wednesday because I enjoy it. The whole thing is awkward for everyone, except for the bald guys and the women who pulled their hair back. You've got to move bangs out of the way. Some nervously stand too far away from me, leaving me to gesture, move closer, or I have to close the gap. Other people come up with a big smile. We are socially conditioned that the correct response is to smile back, but I refuse. This is not the time. I am marking these people for death. I hate that because I love them. But the worst thing about Ash Wednesday is marking the children. The adults, at least the non-smilers, get what's happening. It's good for them. These children, dear God, no. Smearing the ashes on a sweet little child makes you realize even more what a monster, what an enemy death is. He says, yet the children in all their simplicity often understand more than the adults. The mother of a little girl told me that her daughter, this morning, the day after Ash Wednesday, pointed to her forehead and said, look, my sins are gone. The liturgical practice of the church and the opportunity it presents for parents to hand over the faith to their children has taught her far more than I could with 1,000 sermons. Children's sermons? That's the sermon. Ashes, cross, you, Jesus, death, life, sins, forgiven. The news of this little girl saying, look, my sins are gone, makes everything worth it. I wholeheartedly concur, and thanks very much to Pastor Chris Eskett and his blog, Eschatology. I'll post a link to my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week and Jeff's pick for Blog of the Week at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. In hour two of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon, Bobby Ross Jr. will be with us for a few minutes. We'll talk about media coverage of the culture wars, especially as some people suppose the Girl Scouts engage in them. Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, will be with us after that. We'll talk about Christian joy, and then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.